Welcome everyone to iloverealestate.tv. I am here today with one of my amazing students who has been with me for quite a while now. I think he's been with me for around about 7 or 8 years. And I am so, so proud of this student. Honestly, when I first met him, he had a very different headset. And he's laughing at me now. He also had a very much of a can-do attitude, though, and that is something that is invaluable. If someone's got a can-do attitude, you know, I can teach them the rest. That's the easy part. It's really about if you're prepared to get out there and give something a go, that's what makes the difference. Now, I'd like to introduce you to him. His name is Jason Byron. Hello, Jason.
Hello. Thank you very much, Sitna. It's very nice of you.
Now, tell me, Jason, I mean, I remember back in the early days with you, you were keen as,
yes,
and you bugger all.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I had no idea, I think, is the biggest thing.
That's I've heard exactly right. But you were prepared to give it a go.
Yeah, all these people talking about this and that, and I was like, oh, I don't understand. I need to find someone and then...
Yeah. And you were actually filming me. I mean, that was your profession back then. You were a cameraman.
That's right. That's right. 100% right. That's pretty much all I was doing, just filming day in, day out, day in, weekends, everything.
So you were filming me on weekends and you were filming sports events during the week.
Yep. So the two things I did was shoot football players and shoot you.
I'm glad you're a terrible aim because you obviously missed. All right, let's take everybody back to those early days, and then I really want to talk about, you know, what made the difference for you. You started, or you and your now beautiful wife, but back then girlfriend, started with a very small property. It was an $88,000 property in the middle of nowhere because that's all you could afford.
That is correct. That was our budget, and so we went to our budget and then looked at the strategies and said, let's match a strategy to that budget.
Okay. So you just basically drew rings around where you lived until you got to a price point that you could afford.
Yeah, very much so. We had a strategy in mind, and so we couldn't do it with our budget in our area, so we just kept going out and out further and further to different areas to see where that would work.
And, you know, we talk about this a lot, but it's a great opportunity to really cut your teeth and learn the skills of doing a particular strategy in a low-cost area. You know, you made some money. It wasn't a huge amount of money, but you made some money. You got something that was a positive cash flow property, and you did learn a lot.
Yeah, I'm still amazed today that that exact same strategy that we used with that budget we're now using with over $1 million budgets.
That's right. In obviously in more prime areas, but it was a great strategy. Obviously, in that early one, you know, there was a little bit of renovation, which you don't do in renovations anymore. And I do remember a story about you going to the local hardware store and asking for some paint and a paintbrush to paint the roof.
That's correct.
Yes. What did they give you?
They gave me a little tiny
2-inch paintbrush.
No way, not 2 inches. Would have been 1 inch at max. But this was to paint a roof, so...
They must have been having kittens when you walked out.
I told them what I was doing, and I think that, you know, the country's like, what do you want? Brush. Yeah, there's a brush over there. I'm sure if I went looking, there would have been one hiding somewhere else, but I thought, what do I need? Paint and brush. So right. I walked out with the paint and the brush, and I did the whole roof. Four-bedroom house. Well,
half with a 1-inch paintbrush.
It just proves to you, though, and when I think back at it now, about how keen I was.
You were, definitely.
I don't care what I have to do. It can't be that hard, paint the roof. Do it.
It's a lot easier when you've got the right tools.
It is a lot easier. I agree with
you. Ever heard of an airless spray gun?
Sounds great. I still wouldn't know how to use one. If I did it again, I'd have to use that paintbrush again.
But obviously that set you up to, you know, to go back to where you live, which is in Sydney, and it actually made you enough money that you could buy a place in Sydney and build your own home.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's huge.
We were renting within 4 kilometres of the city, and we never even dream of being able to afford something there. So this was really the step that was amazing to us, to be able to not rent anymore. The day that, you know, the day when the lease ends and then you move into your own place, and you didn't have to go looking for it or begging the agent or filling out all this paperwork. And it's very surreal.
And you
surreal.
Can put a picture on the wall anywhere you want.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
It's a big difference. But that obviously then sets you up for the next deal, the next deal, the next deal, and thereafter.
Correct.
And this is something that I really want to bring out now. And, you know, I mean, we'll skip forward 7-8 years.
Yes.
This year, you're building 22 townhouses.
Yeah, 22. And
you're not painting them.
No, I'm not painting them. Some nice painters on them, though. I went and saw them yesterday. I was pretty impressed. Well, that's where we started at 22 at the beginning of the year, but now we're up to 32, so...
There you go.
Yeah.
So let's... I really want to bring something out here to talk to everybody about, and that is your can-do attitude, because, you know, we've had discussions in the past about how do you teach somebody that attitude? How do you teach them just to get out there and give it a go? Because... You know, I see it all the time. People, they want to do it and, you know, and they take steps forward, but then they hold themselves back. And I mean, I remember something you said to me a number of years ago, and it really stuck. And it was when we were talking about you actually helping other students. And you said to them something to the effect of, you know, if you want to get out there and do something, you just got to give it a go. Because if you wait for everything to be perfect, you'll never do anything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I love the analogy that I used, and it just came out of my head because my job was filming football.
Yep.
And I was on the sidelines filming the football guys.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, geez, they're amazing. They're out there doing all this stuff. Geez, maybe I could have done that one day or something like that. And then I thought about it, the same type of thing with all the people that I admired that had done your course before.
Mm.
And the way that I said it to other people was, you know, if you are watching the football, then yep. that's what you're doing. You're just watching other people be successful.
Mm.
But nothing really stops you giving it a go, getting yep. on the field. And as soon as you're on the field, you've got a chance.
That's right.
And then often games, I'd see things go on and the rookie would just get in there and then suddenly he'd be on the field, he'd get his shot and bang, he'd be through the goal. So that's what I kind of look at myself now and go, I'm on that field every single day. I'm not sitting looking at it anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And if you wait for everything to be perfect, you will do nothing because no deal is ever going to be 100% perfect and things will come up that you will never plan for. And, you know, success in everything, whether we're talking business or real estate, is about how you deal with the obstacles.
Yeah, and I think it's a big thing that I've noticed because I do speak to a lot of your new students now. And the ones that are successful are the ones that enjoy the process of doing their own learning. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
That's like right.
Not having anything given to them, but give them a strategy, and then they go away and then try to figure it out a bit more themselves. When they get stuck, they come back to you
that's
and they
right.
keep going.
Yep, that's exactly. And there's heaps of people around to assist and support them, and
certainly
you know,
is.
But you don't know what questions to ask until you've actually given it a go.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's a lot better that way.
Oh, totally. Totally. So something else that I want to bring up, which I think is very you know, commendable in your journey, is that you obviously started with very limited funds.
Yes.
You did the deal you could afford, and that catapulted you in to be able to do a PPR deal or a principal place of residence deal, which was your own home. And, you know, that takes time to do. You built a home. So, you know, that takes, you know, nearly 12 months to do at least.
Yes.
But during that time, once you did it, once you gave it a go, once you perfected, you know, giving something a go, that particular strategy, you kept finding other deals that you couldn't do because your money was tied up in your PPR deal.
Yeah, that was correct. The big thing that I realized was that I did all this information, I did all this education, had all these different strategies of ways to do things. I couldn't do it in my area, but I could still see it working in my area.
Mm.
And I could still see other people doing it, and I'm almost jealous in a way and going, oh, geez, if only I had the money.
If only, yeah, yeah.
And then I thought about it, I found a deal in an area which cost $500,000 and I could only borrow, you know, $100,000. And I thought, and I think I said to you, I said, I found a deal that works.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way this deal, and I did a lot of due diligence on it, and I made sure before we went into it or even looked at it that it did make at least $200,000 profit in
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was one of those subdivisions where you cut it off, you have a block of land, land is worth a certain amount, so that's how I figured it out.
Yep.
And I said to you, oh, but I can't afford it. And you said, well, what about the JV? And I said, oh, yeah, that's correct. We've got all this knowledge, So we did do that. We had the right information for the deal, and we put it out to someone else out there and said, this is our situation.
As part of the I Love Real Estate community.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It was not with our friends or with someone else. It was someone that had done your course and understood it. It's so
and
much
easier. And
was
educated. Oh, totally.
Very educated.
Totally. Because I can see that deal works, you know. So you really, you know, over the years, because I say you've been with me for 7 or 8 years now, every year you've had a certain number of deals that are your deals.
Correct.
Using your money.
Yes.
Yeah. And then along the way, you've done a certain number of deals that are joint venture deals with other students.
Every single year for the last 8 years, one of ours and then two of theirs or three of theirs at the same time.
Wow.
And they all worked.
Yeah. They all worked. They all made money for everybody, you and the other student.
Yeah, it's almost better, you know, because I think when you're doing something yourself, you've got to prove it to yourself.
Sure.
That's one person.
Yeah.
But when you're in a JV, we find those deals actually make more profit.
Because you work harder for it.
Because we want to impress them as well.
And there's accountability and reporting back and all of that sort of thing. Yeah, that's one of the great things about, you know, the community that you know, is part of I Love Real Estate is that just the ability to be able to hang around like-minded individuals that think the same way, that talk the same language. I mean, how do you go now with your mates who haven't come along for the ride?
It's a different story. They have their own lives and some of them are very successful as well. But if they're negative and their attitude is just whinging and complaining and that, which is what I was doing before as well, then if they're whinging and complaining, I can't keep friends with them because that's just not where my direction is. But you know what? Strangely enough, there's people that were in my same career and even today, there is someone that I'm personally mentoring with myself that has become a new friend from an old contact because he saw what I was doing and I was pretty impressed with the way he handled things and he turned around to me and said, Jason, you know, very positive, I want to do what you're doing. So now I'm able to build new friends out of old friends that I had. So
That's great. I mean, and this is one of the stories that I really want to, you know, to talk to people about is the fact that you've got to get your mates along because if you go down this journey, you know, and get out there and make things happen for yourself, unless your friends come with you and your friends, you know, want to do the same sort of thing and start being passionate about the same type of stuff, they kind of fade away.
Yeah, they do. I get a real kick out of helping family and then helping friends. And then just also one thing that you know that we do is being able to get some profit from the deals and then fund something like someone needs a new toilet for a village or something like that, or in Nepal we put some water wells in.
Yeah.
So that's a big kick for me too. You know, the way I was growing up is always, you know, good morals, and then if you can help someone else out, that's very important to do that in your life as well. But I didn't have any time before or money. Now I've got both.
That's right. And you actually set aside a certain amount out of each deal to do something of a beneficial nature for somebody else.
Yeah, it's funny when we send a feasibility to our accountant or our loan broker and he goes, what's this percentage in here for? Yeah, you know, offshore fund for a village or something. And then, what's that in the feasibility for? I said, well, we put it in there. It makes us work harder.
That's right, because you've got to do that as well. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, I take my hat off to you because you do. You really balance your profits very, very well. Yes, you put that in for helping somebody else out, whether that be, you know, whoever you choose to put it to at the time. But you also put in a bit of a reward for yourself. And last year, I think it was, you guys went and lived in New York for 3 months, was that right?
Yep, that's right. We did a bit of
touring. Don't know why you want to live in New York for 3 months, mind you, but still, it's not my idea of the place I'd like to live, but I know you guys loved it.
Yeah, it was something that we really, both of us have been there before and we love the atmosphere of New York. And currently, our plan is to do that at least every 2 years, go over there.
Wow, so you really did like the place, didn't you?
Yeah.
How do you handle those honking taxis?
Yeah, well, that's a city environment, so much like the city that I grew up in, it's just a bigger version. But you know what? New York's a very positive place.
Oh, absolutely. I just can't stand those honking taxis that go all night. But hey, I'm not a city person. I'm so not a city person.
True.
You know, give me the wide open spaces and I'm a lot happier.
Yeah, well, I like that as well. But then I love being in my big cities and all that activity and craziness.
But you're
and the real estate in New York's not too bad
either. Hey, well, I'll be with you on that one. Absolutely, yes. I'll agree with you there. So you, you obviously factor that in out of every single deal as well.
Yes. Oh, it's important, isn't it?
Let's talk about growth generally and your growth as an investor, starting from a simpler strategy in a regional area, $88,000 deal. I mean, you know, it's not an exactly a resort that you're buying there. Right through to now you're into developing. And I think, you know, I say this all the time, particularly when I'm talking about my quantum events, you know, you will progress to the more advanced strategies, even if you're starting with a very simple strategy. And I don't care how small the strategy is. I mean, some people are starting with absolutely no money at all and have to go out and do no money down deals before they can get to the next stage. But that whole progression is something that has been relatively seamless for you guys.
Yeah, it's a confidence thing at the end of the day. We did all the steps that we were taught in the course.
Yeah.
We made sure that we were diligent while we were running the project, and the same through the whole thing, setting up all our accounting and our banking and our trusts.
Yes.
And so every time we've done a property, you know, there is a lot of accountability on our side. When I say accountability, I mean just simple, a team with accountants and tax structures and that, because when you do progress, you're going to need those professionals there working with you. And they've been fantastic in our growth as well. So thank you to all those people, that professionals that have worked with us. And as we've got more and more properties or done more and more developments, we not only have that confidence to go ahead with it, but we've got the team behind us.
Mm.
So it just grows stronger and stronger. So when we need to go tackle a bigger deal and we'll be spending millions of dollars, it's the same team that we use right from the beginning, or a team that we've developed over that time.
Yeah.
So I think that's been very important for us too.
Yeah, no, that's very, very... very, very wise there. I mean, talking about the team, because part of the I Love Real Estate community is about all of the team and the coaches and the professionals and, you know those that really, they've gone through the same learning criteria as everybody has. You know, two of the team have been with me for 19 years.
Yeah.
A lot of the others are, you know, they started as students and come through, which is great, and it's about passing it on.
It's so much different talking to, you know, the accountants and the brokers and the lawyers and solicitors that are part of your group there that come along, and I can go up to anyone, start talking to them at any level, and they've got strategies for me as well.
Yeah.
So they don't only want to, you know, borrow me some money or get my accounting and that,
yeah.
But they say, okay, well, if you do this and this, and we can help you by setting up this structure, or this is how you can move forward. That's a big thing for us. We want to be with people so that as we grow, they can help us with the strategies as well.
And, you know, it's a very different environment from the normal environment out there where you're trying to find the accountant, as an example, who will actually give you advice, saying, well, you know, if you buy that kind of property, then you should be doing this and do that and whatever. And if we set up the bucket company this year, you know, we'll be able to save this much in tax, as opposed to, okay, give me your stuff and I'll do your accounting.
Yeah, you know? Other thing too, when you get into trouble... Or you think something's going to go wrong.
Yeah, they're there to back you up.
They definitely will. But we'll be in a situation where we go, we're not quite sure what to do here.
Because you're paying too much tax.
Yeah.
That's your trouble, is it? You're going to have a big tax bill. Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, that's right. A lot more tax than we used to pay, but we feel great about it.
You're probably paying more tax in this next year than you earned you started with me.
You know what? I have no idea.
I bet you are.
Because we leave it all up to the accountants that we use.
I can tell you now, you will be.
Yeah, so as long, I'm not interested in so much how much, where my tax is at the moment. I'm just interested in my accountant, which is the same company that gives my loans.
Yeah.
So they can talk to each other and say, this is the situation Jason's in, and this is what he'll need, his borrowing capacity.
So understand every facet of everything.
Yeah.
And you know, all the professionals are really great and help out the students enormously. And they're doing it themselves, you know. They're doing deals, and that makes a big difference.
And they're doing it with other students as well.
Yeah.
So they're seeing all these different situations,
yep.
And there's no situation I could get myself in that they wouldn't have been in before.
No. or somebody hasn't been in.
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, of course, there's all of the you know, the peripheral stuff that you just got to get right, all your insurances and your structures and your wills and estates and all of that kind of thing, especially you now. You're going to have a baby very soon.
Yes, we'll be a family of three.
Woohoo!
So,
yeah. Oh, you're already a family of three. You've got a cute dog you call Harry, haven't you?
Yes, a cute dog. Yes.
He will be most upset if you don't call him part of the family.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, before then we'll do that. It's funny that you say that because this is our first child.
You've got no idea.
Oh, I'm taking as much. Where's the course?
I don't do one on that.
But, you know, we are in such a breeze having this child because both of us don't have jobs, we have to wake up a certain time, go to that job, worry if we're going to have it the next day, worry when we do have a kid, how's it going to affect our job or income.
Yep.
We're in a situation now where there's enough in the bank, there's enough stuff going on, we have so much choice.
Yes.
And, you know, the stress
and
level
too. And you can both be hands-on parents if you want to.
We can, definitely. Or have another parent come along, like a nanny, which we've been looking at quite a lot. You know, because when we keep doing what we're doing, we figure, oh, well, that'd be a good thing. Hopefully we can get
a very capable wife, I can tell you. She'll be doing a lot anyway.
She will. We want a nanny that's also, we can teach how to do real estate.
You better get them along to some of the courses then.
Yep, no problem. Yeah. We'll send them there first. No problem.
You probably need a young one you can train up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sure the go. Can. Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming along and sharing with everybody. You are an amazing inspiration, you and Amy. And you do an enormous amount to help out the whole community with knowledge and sharing. And, you know, I'd really like to publicly thank you for all of that. I guess the guys that are listening that aren't students yet probably don't realise just how much effort you put in for everybody, but the students certainly will. So, you know, and I think for you also, you can really understand it when I say that get your mates involved. You know, these podcasts, these are the best things to share with your friends because you know, they can start to formulate their own decisions. They're all free and, you know, gets them thinking along the right lines with the right kind of language and gives them an avenue to be able to expand and grow and be successful.
Yeah, the difference with these podcasts is it's very educational, very little pitching or, you know, this is the product we've got today, blah, 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 you know. That's what I love about it, and I often do share them with other people. And thanks for everything you've said, Dibner, and I appreciate everything there. On the same thing, you know, thank you right back. And
it's a mutual admiration society.
I enjoy sharing with people generally. I am that type of person that does enjoy giving back and sharing.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Well, that is fabulous and it's very much appreciated. So, guys, do that. Share this with your friends. Great to have everybody on board again. And I'll be back again to talk to you very, very soon. And thank you, Jason.
Yep. Thank you. Get educated.
Yay. Just do it.